Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Whatever the intention behind a video game Easter egg is, those intentions are usually pure. It could be a designer tipping the hat to one of their favorite childhood games, a sequel tease that only hardcore fans will catch, or a playful, harmless joke. We don't usually think of these hidden nods as being cruel or mean-spirited, but every now and then, they are. It's pretty rare, but sometimes we'll see Easter eggs with intentions that are a bit more malicious, created to mock, insult, or chastise their chosen targets. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 8 most spiteful video game Easter eggs ever. Number 8. Leaps of Faith Are Dumb. The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings. We all know that video games aren't exactly designed with realism in mind, but that hasn't stopped some people from pointing out how ludicrous Assassin's Creed's Leap of Faith stunts truly are. You're telling me ordinary humans dive off buildings that are hundreds of feet in the air and they cushion their landings with bales of hay? What? Bear in mind that this is a franchise where a patch of grass can obscure you from view, even when you're right in front of an enemy soldier, but sure, let's all single out the leaps of faith. It's not just the fans that like to joke about this over-the-top element of Assassin's Creed games either. The developers of 2011's Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings, also joined in on the mockery, with an early game mission leading Geralt to a dead assassin, who has clearly died from a long fall, lying in a bed of hay. Now sure, you could interpret this as a playful nod to a competing action-adventure franchise, but Geralt's droll line, "Guess they'll never learn," makes it feel more like a mean-spirited diss. Number 7. Joseph Ferris really hates the Oscars. It Takes Two. During the 2017 Game Awards, the internet fell in love with developer Joseph Ferris. While on stage with host Jeff Keighley, Ferris went on a rant that has since become known as his "The Oscars" speech, where he basically dunked on the movie industry while simultaneously labeling the gaming industry the real shit. With his rant, Ferris wasn't trying to create a moment. He used to work in the movie industry himself, and he genuinely believes that Hollywood has grown far too arrogant and pompous, a stance that he has reaffirmed in follow-up interviews. And hilariously, Ferris continues to double down on his movie industry spite to this day, even going so far as to hide his Oscars rant in his brilliant co-op game It Takes Two. Players who climb a tower of cushions located in the game's space-themed level will come across an interactive satellite dish, which, if pointed at the right point in the sky, will beam Ferris's passionate rant down from the heavens. The average player will have no idea what the Easter egg means, but for those in the know, it's a cheeky nod to one of the most memorable moments in Game Awards history. Number 6. Call of Duty is full of special ops douchebags. Battlefield Bad Company 2. EA's Battlefield franchise has played second fiddle to Call of Duty for well over a decade at this point. That's not to say Battlefield doesn't perform well critically and commercially, of course it does, it's just that COD is way more popular. Following the release of Modern Warfare in 2007 and Modern Warfare 2 in 2009, Activision Series secured its place as gaming's premier FPS franchise, a fact that the creators of Battlefield were seemingly quite bitter about. In 2010's Bad Company 2, a cutscene partway through the game sees the ragtag group of soldiers discussing their current mission, only for Private Sweetwater to pipe up with the exquisite line, "Special Ops douchebags with pussy-ass heartbeat monitors on their guns." Eat your heart out, Shakespeare. Then during the campaign mission, no one gets left behind. The squad hops on some quad bikes and decides to race each other to a nearby chopper base. During the race, Sweetwater boasts, "If this was a snowmobile race, I'd take you down." Only for Haggard to respond, "It's not a snowmobile. Snowmobiles are for sissies." Many players will have undoubtedly clocked that both chunks of dialogue are direct insults aimed at COD, Battlefield's main rival. Modern Warfare 2 is all about an elite Spec Ops team that does indeed use heartbeat monitors on its guns. And in one famous mission, this team hops on some snowmobiles for a high-speed mountain chase. What a load of sissies. Number 5. Scumsoft is a representation of Sierra's evil side. Space Quest 3, The Pirates of Pestilon. The highly irreverent 1989 adventure game Space Quest 3 is famous for its self-referential humor, and one of its best Easter eggs is actually a pretty serious jab aimed directly at the game's publisher, Sierra Entertainment. Space Quest 3 features a video game company called Scumsoft, which has abducted two game designers and is forcing them to make horrible games against their will. At one point, the player must infiltrate Scumsoft HQ and rescue the two designers, giving us a glimpse at the dire workplace culture the company has fostered. A cramped office area consisting of dozens of identical cubicles, with the hallways being patrolled by whip-cracking executives. For the longest time, many fans assumed that Scumsoft was a dig at LucasArts, who at the time was Sierra's rival in the adventure game genre, a company that just so happened to utilize an engine with the unfortunate acronym SCUM. However, this isn't the case. As confirmed by Space Quest co-creator Scott Murphy, Scumsoft is actually a reference to the evil side that Sierra was developing at the time. Murphy notes that he was burned out by the time he stopped working for them, and based on Scumsoft's depiction in the game, Murphy clearly believed that Sierra was slowly becoming a rather undesirable studio to work for. And so he did one of the only things he could. He used Space Quest 3 as a platform to call them out. Brilliant.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 4. Jockstrap billboards take a swipe at Rockstar Games. True crime, streets of LA. When the Grand Theft Auto series exploded onto the scene at the turn of the century, it was inevitable that other games would try and replicate its hugely successful formula. One of those games was 2003's True Crime Streets of LA, a title that wore its GTA inspirations proudly on its sleeve. It's also a game that, if this Easter egg is anything to go by, was perhaps a little jealous of its rival Rockstar series. During the game, attentive players might notice several billboards scattered throughout the city, which are advertising bright pink jockstraps. To the uninitiated, this might just seem like a dumb joke, but GTA fans should be able to tell that the jockstraps logo is poking fun at Rockstars. The two logos are almost identical, besides that flamboyant pink color, of course. When GTA San Andreas rolled around in 2004, Rockstar fired back at true crime by including billboards for True Grime Street Cleaners littered throughout the in-game city. And the tagline on these billboards? Get rid of old rubbish fast. Real subtle, guys. Number 3. The Bulls fail against the Pistons because the designer is a Pistons fan. NBA Jam. When NBA Jam launched in the mid-1990s, there was a huge real-life rivalry between the Detroit Pistons and the Chicago Bulls. And unfortunately for Bulls fans who picked up the game, the guy who designed it was a Pistons fan. And so during the production of the classic sports title, lead programmer slash Pistons fanatic Mark Turmel saw an opportunity to get one over on those pesky Bulls by effectively nerfing them with a special line of code. As he explained in an interview with Ars Technica, this code would activate whenever the Bulls took a late game shot, making them miss those shots every single time. He said, "Making this game in Chicago during the height of the Michael Jordan era, it was a big rivalry, the Pistons and the Bulls. But the one way I could get back at the Bulls was to affect their skills against the Pistons in NBA Jam. And so I put in a special code that if the Bulls were taking last second shots against the Pistons, they would miss those shots. A petty move? Sure. But let's be honest, if any of us had the opportunity to make our sporting rivals look like idiots, we'd absolutely take it." Number 2. Hideo Kojima reminds Konami that they can't erase his legacy. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. Hideo Kojima's breakup with Konami sent shockwaves through the gaming industry in 2015. Reportedly, Kojima was caught in a power struggle with his longtime publishing partner, resulting in the two parties going their separate ways. It wasn't a clean split, however, and there seemed to be pretty heated emotions on both sides of the argument. At one point, Konami took the rather childish step of removing Kojima's name from all advertising materials for his then upcoming game, Metal Gear Solid V: The Phantom Pain. As for Kojima, well, he took a shot at Konami in a very unusual Kojima-like way. He did it 1 year earlier. In 2014's Metal Gear Solid V Ground Zeroes, a prologue to The Phantom Pain, the Deja Vu mission allows players to erase the logos of Kojima's previous Metal Gear games. And during this task, a rather interesting bit of dialogue can be heard. "You might be able to erase the markings, but the memories will never disappear." At the time, nobody could possibly understand what this meant, but with hindsight, it's clear that Kojima was well aware of the trouble that was brewing behind closed doors, and he wanted to remind Konami that his legacy would endure, even in spite of the company's later attempts to erase his name. Number 1. Everything about Dan is a joke about Art of Fighting. Street Fighter Alpha. The Street Fighter series has been kicking around since 1987, beating the competition to remain one of the top games in the fighting scene. Along the way, countless rival franchises have stepped up to the plate. Tekken, Mortal Kombat, but there's only one rivalry that sticks out more than most, and for some pretty hilarious reasons. After Capcom enjoyed massive success with Street Fighter II in 1991, gaming company SNK released a direct competitor called Art of Fighting, which was led by a character called Ryo. Ryo bore some uncanny design and combat similarities, and of course naming similarities, to Street Fighter's iconic protagonist Ryu. But rather than letting this clear and obvious ripoff pass, Capcom decided to strike back in 1995 Street Fighter Alpha, creating the secret character Dan Hibiki to parody the living daylights out of Art of Fighting. As such, Dan is basically a joke character. His default pink attire is a clear mockery of Ryo's obnoxious orange, and he even has a secondary orange costume himself. In addition, Dan is the only Alpha character who can taunt infinitely, just like the Art of Fighting games, and his fighting style is a parody of Ryo's own moveset. As if none of these details were direct enough, Dan's return in Street Fighter Alpha 3 sees him mention, "I hate the Art of Fighting," in one of his own win quotes. Dan is hardly the most viable character in the Street Fighter games, but he sure is a fun one, especially if you know his history.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.